sound was recorded on the 10th of December 1962, near the
Perhaps it may now be possible for you to realize even more clearly than ever the truths that we are trying so desperately to instill into your world through your efforts.
Oh yes, it's fine.
There are long lulls in between statements which may take several years, when perhaps you have forgotten, long forgotten, things that have been said to you by various souls, and they themselves have deliberately stood on one side and have not come for a long time, and then at a later date it is repeated through a different channel or agency, so that gradually it may dawn upon you the truths that we are trying to give you. Over a very long period we have endeavored, not only with you but with the instrument and with others, to bring about the realization of the truths of life eternal, and how important it is to have these many incarnations, and that this present incarnation, which is, as far as we know, the last of earth, in which you shall be enabled to leave behind a record which will benefit masses of people and help them to realize and understand a little more of the purpose of life. You have been entrusted with this job, with this mission, and the instrument we hope shall be spared a little longer to continue. It is by no mere chance that you were brought together, because it was a natural course of events that you should once more be linked and reunited, and that others linked should come together to prepare this path for many that shall follow after. For our links, as I've told you, go into the centuries and centuries of long ago, and we have been, and still are, so closely knit together that nothing can sever the ties that bind us. We are a group dedicated in love and in service to humanity. We are a group who have come together by effort. Each one of us has suffered greatly, and each one of us has learned through the vicissitudes of life, and we have all in consequence come to the level of knowledge and experience which is essential to the propagation of truth. Each one of us is working towards this end. Each one of us is serving in varying ways and degrees, and each one of us, when the time shall come, shall be on the same plane and sphere of enlightenment and truth here, for it will be that which we ourselves have made possible by our effort and our desire to assist and to help the multitudes of peoples who dwell in the darkness and the dualism. There are those of you who have much yet to do. There are some of you whose work is nearly finished, and the instrument we hope shall be spared a short time longer to continue the work of the Spirit. And then when that is accomplished, the younger generation that is left shall continue. For the world is in great need, a desperate need, of the illumination of the mind and the Spirit. You, my child, have been given a little longer to stay. You may not yet even see the purpose, but it shall yet be shown to you. You shall yet realize the meaning and why I should be giving you the clarity of vision that nothing can dispel, nothing can obscure.
It is wonderful, Doctor dear. Oh, I do not. Lucidus?
It is irises.
Oh, Lucidus. It is really wonderful when we're playing recordings back. To feel, and you begin, one begins to feel the real truth of it. What I do, anyhow.
I think the instrument too feels the truth of this, and yet there are certain aspects of it which you cannot yet grasp. But this perhaps is understandable, but it shall yet come to him with a greater clarity and a greater realization. We must be patient. I have often spoken particularly of the incarnation in ancient Rome. As you know, there have been more than one.
Yes.
But the one in which you were drawn together at Pompeii perhaps is one which is more clear and more outstanding, and perhaps played a greater part. And that is why perhaps we recount it more often, and because I want you to appreciate the purpose of that incarnation as its value is tremendous in your own development and in the instruments, because it is in that particular incarnation that the revelation of the Spirit first came with great force and great enlightenment. It was in that age and in that time that the instrument first began to see the mission which was his, and in which you to some extent played a part, and the others that are around you were linked with you. It was in a sense the beginning of our work.
Andrew Ruiz was the one who spoke about it about 2 years ago.
Yes, he is a great soul and is now on this side of life, his work having been accomplished and finished in a material sense, but his spirit is ever present, though not often mentioned, perhaps seldom spoken of, yet his thoughts are ever with us. For he served the purpose to give to you some enlightenment at a certain time when it was good for you to receive it, and for the medium too. There may seem, looking back, to have been, in the material sense, some mistakes. There may have seemed at times to have been certain things that have transpired that caused unhappiness. But these are transitory things, these are momentary things. They pass, and from these we gain knowledge and experience, and we learn, and each one of you have learned from these things. Be not disturbed if sometimes from the material point of view certain things transpire that cause unhappiness. They are but passing things. What is important is the wealth of good that emerges from the efforts that are made by each one of you. Each one of you are, even sometimes unconsciously, doing things which are inspired from this side. It is not that we necessarily always tell you in advance what you should do. In fact, very seldom do we do this. But we wait and we see the opportunities, and then we direct you by inspiration. And the inspiration that you receive is such and so strong that automatically you do it. This does not mean that you are necessarily under our domination, because you have complete and absolute free will, each one of you. But that which you do comes from within yourselves. But that which comes within yourselves comes from we on this side also who impress and inspire. As I've many times told you, we are so entwined that it is indeed impossible for you to know when you are thinking from within yourself or from that which comes without, for we are all linked on the same thought wave. We are all on the same vibration of love and harmony, and all that you do we are conscious of, particularly that which is good. We do not expect that you should always be able to achieve all that you would wish, or all that we would desire, but we know that you do between you achieve more than you know, and we are pleased with the efforts that are made. But what our chief task is, that we shall be enabled more and more through our efforts together to enlighten those who are in darkness, because they are indeed in darkness to the truth of spirit. Many are held back and chained by old ideas and prejudices. Many indeed are they who would like to be free and find it difficult. They do not know the path of the way. That is why all that we have endeavored to do over the last few years particularly, we want eventually to be read and to be known by many. Do not despair if at the moment it is not possible for you to do more than you do, for you will be shown the way, and others shall be sent unto you whose task it is to do what may seem to be the menial jobs, but those jobs are as important as any other, and they shall do them. And they shall make possible that which we want so desperately to bring to the world, this book of which I have spoken. But do not be perturbed if it is not yet ready, or if it is not yet possible to do anything towards it. Be content with that which you receive. Keep those messages that we have given you, and as we progress in these things, we shall give you more detail, and more shall be able to be, as you would say, checked and double-checked. And all the loose ends will be tied, and the security of it all shall be assured. These things must be done in stages from time to time, according to many things that may arise, according to the conditions, and according to the varying aspects of thought and mind, and also the atmospheric conditions and the health of the medium and yourself and others linked with you. There are so many, many things that we must remember and consider. All these things can and do to some extent affect our work. But these are purely material things. Though they are important, at the same time, they will pass. The changes that will come, the opportunities that will arise, we must be content and patient one with the other, and remember and realize the tasks that we are doing are so tremendous, though you may not yet fully see it, and only now begin to perceive it, but the truths that we shall give you shall be so great that none shall be able to refute them, or if they do, it will be because they themselves are not in a position to understand, because they themselves have built up such barriers that they cannot easily be pierced. The point will come, the time will come, when those who doubt most should believe most. This may seem at the moment to be an impossible thing, but I prophesy that some of those very friends who so at the moment cannot see shall see with a clarity and shall come more closely linked with us in our work in the year that lies ahead. The year that lies ahead, I do not wish to emphasize too much, but I do prophesy this, that the year that lies ahead is a year of extraordinary happening, which will affect each and every one of you. But you must be patient, and you must be calm, and try not to be over. For these things shall eventually prove good. Sometimes things may happen in a material sense that may cause certain amount, shall we say, of anxiety. But do not be unduly alarmed. For out of the alarming parts of may seem conditions will arise quite good things. I use the word alarming, child, because possibly more for me than not for you. But at the same time, I say to you, our work will continue, and we shall be enabled through the efforts that are made, through the instrument's powers, be able to reveal more in detail and more that will be of value. But we must not forget that we have difficulties. There are not difficulties that are insurmountable, and there are conditions which can be changed and will be changed, and which you must not be unduly concerned. Neither, indeed, should the medium be unduly alarmed, for all will turn out, as you would say, in time well, for all and our work in particular.
I wish I could know exactly what the concern and the alarm would be. Maybe.
The only concern and the only alarm is of health. And this is a fact that we must take into consideration, because it is a very obvious one. But at the same time, we know that it will be only of a temporary nature. And though it may hold up for a short space of time, our work, we must realize that our work will continue. We must be patient and not be unduly concerned or alarmed and have faith.
Yes, I know that he is very, very looked after by all of you. I don't think...
Some long time ago, now, you were told of these things, the dangers. And one must not alter the fact that there is this condition, which naturally concerns us all, but healing power that has been given has done much to alleviate and to make possible the continuation of the medium's work. But that does not mean to suggest or to say that all is yet well. We have several months to go through, and it may be very difficult from the health point of view. But it alters not the fact that we are confident that he will be all right.
Thank you, Lucilius.
But we must not be foolish. We must not accept the fact that because the medium is able to continue his work, that his health is necessarily as good as we would desire it. We must protect him against himself. We must endeavor to do all we can from this side, so that he shall come through the difficult months that lie ahead. There is a weakness, as you have been told, which we can alleviate to some extent. But I am not suggesting that we can necessarily cure it. But I am confident there are many years ahead of work, in which I want you particularly to share to some extent, because I feel that without your confidence and your love and your nearness and your complete and absolute cooperation, we could not hope to achieve what we'll set out to do. You are too deeply entwined in this, my child. There will come a time when you will come here, when you will be free of the body, when you will be able to see with a clarity of vision all that we are endeavoring to do. And we must expect that much must be left undone, it is true. But those that shall be left to continue can do much. You must give your love and your encouragement. But above all, you must remember that it is the linking between us and the power that we build up together with the instrument that will make possible the furtherance of this great truth. Each one of you are playing some part in its propagation. Each one of you have played a tremendous part in its past history through generations of time, and each one of you in some degree or other has contributed in the past to that which is the present and to that which is yet to come, what you term the future. And yet the past and the present and the future are all one. Just because you have separate lives and separate entities for a short space of time as bodies, in a sense, is little importance. It is a constant flow of life, a constant flow of inspiration, a constant flow of spiritual awareness and consciousness and love and power that has made it so that we together have become so entwined that we could not separate, because we are in a sense all one. All our manifest individual lives and collective histories, yet we are one spirit. It is not easy to understand this, and yet I say to you that you are so much a part of me as I am a part of you, as you are part of the instrument, as the instrument is part of another, and so on. This spiritual force and life that flows between us, which never ceases, which is constantly vibrating with energy and vitality and life, this is the spiritual force and power that generates us. And in all our experiences and all our varying degrees of experience, we have been brought closer and closer and closer together in consequence. When I talk to you of the possibility of the instrument being used to give to the world a revelation, this is a revelation of us all, and in the manifestation of our experiences and lives in past ages, put down into book form, will interest many and convert many towards truth, that they shall see for themselves and individually begin to understand more and more of that which we have tried to tell you. This, in a sense, is a seed that has been sown between us, and we have grown together, and each of us are branches from the same tree, and we shall be indeed more than ever completely one in that which is yet to become the future. But for the present, we must be content, we must be patient one with another, realizing that we are all serving and all working, that is the same spirit flowing through each one of us. And if some of us seem, as it were, only to be sprouting very, very meagerly, it alters not the fact that the young shoots will one day be strong branches. And I think those on your side who are at the moment feeling their way, beginning to dimly perhaps discern, whose interest has been reawakened, whose interest will be such that they shall eventually be the propagators of that which we are contributing to through them, we must be patient with each other. Because though we have all gained knowledge and experience, there are some who, from a material point of view, are but becoming only in the very initial and early stages of their evolution and development, becoming curious. But curiosity is only yet just in a virus. They will come more closely and more surely into the full realization and knowledge of this, and shall then serve as the instrument serves. For we need greater instruments and more instruments, and they are difficult to find, but we are finding them gradually, and they are linked to our band, some, others will yet be brought into it. You may not, from the earthly point of view, live to see a fulfillment of much that we are talking about, but from our side of life you should see it and should take part in it. It is not time itself materially that matters, it is true, but you shall see how the power of the Spirit works through infinite numbers of souls, through infinite numbers of times and ages, how we are all one, I have stressed this, though we are individuals and have had many lives separate one from another, yet we are all entwined, and it is the one power and the one spirit that flows through us all. For what one does, the other feels, and the other is sensible of. Do not despair if there are times when you are a little concerned or unduly worried about this one or that one, for they in themselves are to some extent bound to be affected by the material bodies and conditions of the earth life. We do not expect that, in a sense, that they shall always be as we would wish, because we are ever conscious of the difficulties of your life, and that though the spirit is eager to do the work of the spirit, sometimes it is held in check because of material things, because of all manner of things appertaining to physical material matter and condition. But we are content. We shall continue that which you might like to call our revelations, but these revelations are for the masses of humanity who are prepared to read and to learn, to digest, and in consequence become healthy, and when they have become more attuned to these truths, so shall they in turn play their part in the scheme of life eternal. Be of good faith, child. I shall come again as soon as I may, and we will talk further on these matters. But in regard to certain material matters and certain material problems that concern you at this moment, be not unduly perturbed. Be assured that these things shall, with time and patience and love, solve themselves. They are ups and tasks, and sometimes ups and duties that you are called upon to perform. And I know that because you are so linked with so many, that at times it causes you some distress. Do that which your heart dictates, for it is that which comes from the spirit. Though you yourself have your own free will, you only do that which you know is good and is right. But these things are more of a material nature. What I am concerned with, and what you are most concerned with, is are the things that truly are of the spirit. These things he shall ye do, and the others who are linked with us shall do their part also. I will speak to you more fully and in more detail on certain matters that I feel I must discuss with you as soon as it is possible, but do not worry, child, and I will clarify certain things that cause you some concern. And I will clarify certain statements which may at the moment be a little obscure to you. Do not unduly worry in regard to any single matter that may concern you. Leave all things with time and with love. They shall be sold amicably and sensibly, and all shall be blessed in consequence. Peace be with you, child.
Thank you very much, Lucilus.